thoughts, Mike?
We won the game. We've got 10 wins. That's what we came out here to do. I thought the defense, you know, played well. Spotted us to 14 there early. Had some big plays. You know, fundamentally, we had something to clean up. Offensively, we were slow to start. Did some things personnel-wise to get some looks that we were looking for, and I thought we were clearly productive in the second half. I thought our coverage units and special teams covered very well. I shouldn't have went for that field goal at the end. That was a mistake on my part. Just basically with all the moving parts going on, our protection unit should have took the delay of game and punt the football. So other than that, good win. This was we knew this was going to be a tough game. You know, playing the Raiders, haven't played them in 4 years. I played them in preseason, obviously, last year. Coming out here this late, uncommon opponents. So I'm proud of our football team, the way we gutted it through. You know, obviously, the weather was a little bit of a factor for both teams. You can see just the ability to hold on to football wasn't as clean as we like. So good victory. They're all good victories. We're at 10 wins, and now it's all about the Arizona Cardinals.
Why did you think it took a while to get going offensively, and was it putting Cobb in the backfield and playing Aberderis more? That was the
adjustment? Not really. You know, I'll be honest with you. It's no excuse. The communication was horrendous. Or you had headset problems there for the first two series. It was ridiculous. It took us a while to get into a rhythm there. So we came out. We wanted to try to establish the run, even though we were running uphill against their base defense and our sub offense. But we had a good plan. They played well. They loaded up to take away the run and make us beat them on the perimeter. So, and once we got going, we were able to get some things done. Unfortunately, we kicked too many field goals. Had a couple tough breaks down there in the red zone area, you know, particularly the penalty for a touchdown. So you just keep playing. Our guys just kept playing. It wasn't clean. We knew it wasn't going to be clean. We knew it was going to be bumpy. And just proud of our football team.
19-play drive late. You didn't really have a running back in there until you got right down to the goal line. But Cooler and Randall, what was the
John
you
run back?
Oh, halfback. All right. Well, just, you know, trying to dictate what they're going to play. I mean, that's why you get into, you know, different personnel groups and so forth. That's all part of the scheme, the challenge. So with that particular group, we felt like, you know, we had some better looks. So we stuck with it. Randall's a playmaker. Randall Cobb has to touch the football. That's something that is, you know, one of the things at the forefront of my mind every time we step on the field. So that's part of it. And we had a good run and pass mix there. And had some good matchups. I thought our receivers really stepped up in the second half.
So, Mike, two games in now, do you back being the play caller? What do you kind of feel like your offense is with two more games in the Raiders?
I feel good about it. I'm not into style points or stats or, you know, any of those types of things. It's fun to go score a bunch of points, put up a bunch of yards. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, everybody's fighting to get in the playoffs right now. And, you know, the game in front of us is going to be a big one. You know, it's another tough road game in a tough environment. So, and that's what we'll stay focused on.
You're in the playoffs now. What does that mean?
Well, it's goal number one. I mean, I think like anything, when you set out to, you know, everybody sets their goal of winning the world championship, and that's our goal, obviously. But you have different levels of success that you need to attain along the way. So this is the first step. We're in a tournament, so that's step number one. You know, step number two is to win a division, but, you know, more importantly, we have to go beat Arizona.
Mike, you got two games left. As a team, you know, I feel like after every game we've heard you say something like, I'm not naive to our shortcomings or we've got work to do. Can you get to where you want your team to be going into the playoffs?
We're right where I want to be. We're right where we need to be. You know, the style points, you can flush that. I'm sick and tired of talking about the negativities that go on here. We won 10 games, okay? We lost 3 games at the last play of the game, and Denver beat us. So that's the overview of our season, and we got a chance to win 11 next week.
Two more, please.
What did you think of Rodgers today? How
did you manage? Good.
Conditions were tough, you know, and, you know, playing uphill there a little bit with their, you know, their 5-man rush. They're going to set the edges, keep them in the pocket. So I thought he played with a lot of poise. Did a very good job distributing the football.
Like how big of a game was it for Ulaga to
Brown played well. Made a big matchup. I mean, obviously the video, we were all impressed all week with Mac. And just, you know, like I told you earlier in the week, I thought playing them in the preseason last year, he was impressive on the field. So I thought Brown played big.